Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Point differential.
On Palm Avenue, right across the street from Bullard High School. We do this show every Wednesday night from 6 to 7, talking about the wonderful student athletes at Fresno Pacific University. If you miss any part of any show, heck, it's a podcast. You can go to Spotify, Apple Podcast, even on YouTube as well. They are there in all of its glory. I have a ton of fun spending an hour with the coaching, with some distinguished alum as well. Got a really exciting show next week. Can't wait for you guys to hear that one. Talking with the wonderful student athletes, as I mentioned before. And tonight, we have members of the men's and women's swim and dive team at Fresno Pacific University. We got first-year head coach Ray Eggert. He's a former Sunbird swimmer. He was a captain of the NAIA National Championship team in 2010, so he definitely knows his stuff. He's an alum of the school. He is a great guy. I got to talk to him last year when he was just hired for the job, so we'll get to know his team a little bit more. We also have assistant coach Rebecca Brzezieska Spears. She is originally from Mexico City. She swam here, and now she is working as an assistant coach and also working on her master's degree. Can't wait to hear her story as well. From the men's side, we have Santiago Shute. He is a freshman from Batesville, Indiana. We have Tony Montez. He is a senior from Long Beach, California. Then we have Mia Mano, a freshman from Germany. And we have another swimmer from Germany as well, Kara Mule. She is a senior, so she has a lot of experience here in the United States. They have great stories as well. Was talking to them a little bit in the waiting room before I went on air. So really excited to hear from members of the swim and dive team from both the men's and women's program. As we do every show, we have a recap from the past week in Sunbirds Athletics. And we got a lot of stuff to get to, so let's go ahead and dive into it. Sunbirds Athletics actually wrapped up the season for two programs, and another two programs punched their ticket for Pac West Conference postseason play this past week. Friday, the men's water polo team held their final home match of the year and fell to UC Merced 14-10. Senior Forrest Gray led the way for the Sunbirds with 5 goals, and Sanger High's Chase Hamas tallied 5 saves in the WWPA contest. Saturday, men's swim traveled up the street to Fresno State for a tri meet with the Bulldogs and Cal State Bakersfield. August Audenson and tonight's guest, Tony Montez, had a couple huge performances in the 50 free and the 200 backstroke, respectively. Men's and women's cross country wrapped up a strong season under first-year head coach Landon Miller on Saturday in Monmouth, Oregon, at the 2025 NCAA Division II West Regional Championships. The women finished 15th and the men finished 14th, with 10 PRs being collected between the two squads over the women's 6K and men's 10K distances. Women's soccer also wrapped up their season with a pair of matches in SoCal. Freshman Alexis Butts scored early in the second half to earn a 1-0 win over Biola to run the Ladybirds' winning streak to 4, but failed to point Loma 3-0 in the season finale. Central High's Carissa Lopez would earn all Pac West second team honors, so congrats to Carissa. Men's soccer had a thrilling 2-1 win over Biola, with Reedley's Philip Rico scoring the winner in the 87th minute. The Birds would fall to conference champions Point Loma in the season finale, but have done enough to qualify for this week's PacWest Soccer Championships held in Santa Barbara. Against Biola, Elmer Cabrillo tallied 5 saves, surpassing 200 over his career to earn Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week. Forward Zion Vaughn led the team in goals this season and was named to the All-PacWest first team, with Chris Macias and Julian Aron Martin making the second team, and Brian Lopez and Lucas Ibero making the third team. Volleyball, of course. undefeated this year. Phenomenal season. One of the best in school history so far. They punched their ticket to the PacWest Volleyball Championships. On Friday, they defeated Chaminade 3-1 for their first win over the Silver Swords since 2014. Clovis North Sydney Hancock tallied double-digit kills in both of the previous two matches with only two errors across that time, earning her Raising Cane's Sunbird Athlete of the Week. The Sunbirds have now reached number 9 overall in the AVCA poll, their highest ranking ever in the NCAA Division II era, and checked in at number 2 overall in the West region. All right, we're going to take a break now. I'm going to hear from some members of the men's swimming team and also hear from head coach Ray Eggert. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it, like the announcer guy said, on 790 ESPN. Again, you could go back and listen to it as a podcast if you missed any episodes this year. But gosh, I cannot believe that it's already the 12th of November in the year 2025. Just seems like time is moving very, very fast again. What is it? The days are long, but the years and months are short, and that's certainly the case today. Excited to have the men's and women's swim and dive programs from Fresno Pacific University in the house today. We have head coach Ray Eggert in his first year at the program. We have Santiago Shute, a freshman from Batesville, Indiana, and Tony Montez, a senior from Long Beach, California. First of all, guys, thanks for coming. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Good, thank you.
I'm doing well as well. I'm doing good as also.
You were doing very good. You were a little nervous. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest, but things are going to go well. This is going to be a lot of fun hearing your guys' stories. All right, so first of all, you guys said you worked out today, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so, and I think you're tapering off a bit. You're about the midway point. We'll get into that as well. So, Tony, go ahead and walk us through, like, what you guys worked on today in the pool and some of the activities that you did today.
Yeah, so I mean, we're coming off of a great meet on Saturday. We swam Cal State Bakersfield, and I think we all did very well. It was a big turning point in our season. So now we are about a week away from midseason, and yeah, we're starting our tapering, and today was a little bit of a sprint kind of practice. So we did a lot of, we split up into two groups. We had mid-distance and sprint. And we did some tapering. What is it?
We just did some pace and everything like that, and everything for longer distance swimmers and stuff. So yeah, just working on kind of fundamentals and trying to get some race mindsets in. So
nothing too difficult.
Nothing too crazy.
To put it mildly, right?
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Santiago, what are some things that you specifically worked on today in the water?
I'm one of the butterflies on the team. So, like, me, August, Tony, and Kai, we all do butterfly. So I'm one of them. So I did butterfly today, a bunch of, like, kind of endurance for – because I do the 200 butterfly, so that's 8 laps of butterfly, and you really need some endurance for that. So I really worked on my butterfly today to, like, build so that way I can hold it in a race, you know, so that way I don't, like, die out in the middle of the race. So
that's important. Yeah. We don't want that to happen in the middle of the
race. That'd be pretty bad.
So 200 butterfly, what's like your best time so far? What are you trying to shoot for?
Right now, I believe it's a 201.16, I think. Somewhere low. I know it's a 201 very low. I'm shooting for come midseason. Like, honestly, I don't want to set the standard, or I don't want to, like, set my expectations too high. So honestly, a sub 2 I'd be a-okay with, but like realistically, hoping maybe like for a 157, 158 maybe.
Okay, that sounds good. So maybe January 10th Saturday at against UC Santa Cruz. How about that? Let's just make that a goal right now. You come back and check in with us if you hit that time.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. There we go. All right. Goal set here at 6:20 on a Wednesday night. I love it. So, Coach, just give us a summary how the programs are doing so far. You mentioned your tapering about the midway point. and you're going to be pushing to the end of the year. But where's the program at right now, and what are some positives you're seeing?
Yeah, definitely attitudes are up. It was kind of a rough couple of several years at FPU with a lot of different coaches being changed, coming, leaving, a lot of inconsistency, very hard to kind of make a successful program. So I really just came in to try and establish a good culture. First and foremost, you need a good environment to train in. The times and the speed are going to come as long as we're kind of providing that for the athletes. And I think everybody's been very receptive on it. I believe in open communication, make sure we're all on the same page. They disagree with something, my door's open, they come talk to me. And people have really taken advantage of that type of communication. We've been really trying to build something together rather than just me doing it on my own because they're a part of this program also. So positivity high, environment great, and I think we're really trying to build something special, and they're excited to do it too. So
you and I had a good conversation. How long have you been hired? Because we had the baseball dedication, and you were able to come on the show just for like 10 minutes. I wish we had more time. Like, how long at that time had you been hired?
It had been about like a month or two.
About a month or two.
So about 2 months, I think, when I went on the show the first time during.
So let's talk about, you mentioned the positives, the culture that you tried to build. Is it like a 2 to 3 year plan? Like, I know you're part of the glory years, I guess you could say.
The OGs.
back in the day, you know, you set a standard as well as a student athlete, but like the projections that you have from year to year, what's that look like for you?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, realistically, it's probably about 3 years down the road of when I can kind of really think we can compete on both sides. I think the guys have a very strong chance to really be competitive this year. Girls is a little bit more work, but they're kind of putting in the work as well. But obviously, just it takes people that are coming in that have the same attitude as me, which is going to be a couple of times me recruiting people that I want to be here. Not that I don't want you guys to be here, and they've been very receptive to what I'm trying to show them and teach them, and I'm very grateful and blessed that I have that already in my back pocket. But probably about 2 to 3 years to really evolve the culture. But I'm very impressed with how long my first thought process was to build this and kind of shorten that length out because of the attitude that I've had so far has been very great. So they're increasing my timeline exponentially. So it's awesome.
And Tony, you're kind of shaking your head. You're like, yeah, but you're a senior too, right?
Yeah.
So what have been some highs for you, Tony, or maybe some things that you've learned from coach already or some improvements? Like, what are some great things that you've experienced this year so far?
Yeah, I mean, Ray has a point. Last year, we were a great team. We had a full roster of great swimmers all from around the world, but we were missing that, like, team connection, that team bonding, I guess you can say. And so when Ray came in and he implemented that and made it clear that that's what we're trying to do, it kind of changed everything, you know? Like, I feel like I have become a lot closer with everyone on the team, and you know, swimming is considered like an individual sport, but I disagree. I think it's a big team sport. You know, we go through the same pains together, we go through the same experiences together, so I think it's very important what Ray is doing to build a great program. You know, we might not be the fastest team right now, we might not have a full roster, but I think for a team of 13 guys, I think we're gonna make a big splash in the water.
Is there something specific you can point to, maybe a bonding moment, maybe a meal together, or have you guys done any, I don't know, laser tag? I'm just thinking of something that's been really fun that you guys have, you know, really bonded together with.
Yeah, I think the big, like, opening thing that happened is we all got together and went to Shaver Lake at the very beginning of the year, and that kind of, like, just set the tone, you know? Like, it was just the swimmers. We all packed up our cars with food and went out there, and we spent the entire day together, and it was honestly, like, a great bonding experience because it was just a great opportunity to really meet each other and get to know each other a little bit. Like, it was like a 2.5 hour car ride, you know? So I definitely think that was a big factor into us all getting along, for sure.
They still have that rope swing there. Were you guys able to do that and then jump in the water? Is that like a big no-no? Don't get hurt before the season.
No, there was no rope swing.
Okay. All right. You didn't want to be injured before the year started.
Yeah.
Santiago, is there like a really cool moment that you could point to so far this year? Or maybe it hasn't happened yet, right? It's going to happen in Santa Cruz. We already called it. But is there something specific that you've really enjoyed this year, especially as a freshman?
So far, honestly, like what really stood out to me was our past meet this weekend at Fresno State. Like we all suited up for a meet for the first time this season, and we all swam really fast, especially Tony over here. He had like a wow, he had a like superstar meet, I'd say. Like, that was a big thing in the meet, and just seeing how excited he was to know that he was doing good and whatnot, and that was really enjoyable. Me seeing improvement in my times, that was happy, and everybody was just in a great mood. Everyone was just having fun. It was just like the atmosphere was definitely 100% there. I really enjoyed that meet a lot. And I got a cap. Shout out Fresno State for giving me
that. Yeah. That's awesome. Like, has it, really quick, Santiago, has this experience so far kind of exceeded your expectations coming out of high school, especially from Indiana? Or is it like, hey, yeah, this is kind of what I expected from my college experience?
I honestly don't know what I was expecting. I didn't really have like any expectations, because I just didn't know like where to kind of like base it off of. So I was kind of just coming in with an open mind, and it really just like it was good. It's like it's been great. If I had expectations, it would definitely exceed them, I'd say.
Awesome. That was a very good answer there.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Love it.
So let's talk about these two guys individually coach, like what they bring to the program, where you see them as a swimmer, and how you've encouraged them to be not only better swimmers, but better people.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, we'll start with Santiago. I mean, he's someone that I didn't personally recruit. I got hired kind of after he was recruited by the previous coach. I kind of still called him up, made contact with him and his parents and stuff. And very lucky that all the people and all the student athletes that were already kind of committed to come wound up coming anyways. And obviously I didn't know what to expect because I hadn't interacted a whole lot with him. But he came in and it was really awesome. I mean, he's brings a lot of personality to the team. We had a lot of good energy from the team, a lot of the freshmen coming in, and he was one of those that set the standard for that positivity and that attitude. And yeah, I think this is the most he's probably ever swam fly in his life when it comes to practice. And it's unfortunately me being a 200 IM or a 200 flyer also, like I know what it takes to be a good 200 flyer. So you just got to swim it sometimes. And he was very impressed. I remember the first meet when we were at UOP, and he was like, that's my personal best time in the two fly, you know? And it's like, that's cool. Already to have one meet under your belt and have a new personal best time in event speaks a lot of the work that he puts in and the questions that he asks. And obviously he's a good training partner for everybody around him. Tony is amazing. He is definitely a character. He likes to have fun. Obviously he is from California, so he has that kind of attitude about, you know, he's going to take life as it comes to him. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, he definitely has ways where he can kind of have a bad swim or a bad practice and almost forget about it the next day or the next swim or the next lap. And that speaks highly of the confidence that he has in himself, confidence that he has in me as a coach, right? So it's really cool to have somebody that's older on the team, that's only been here for, you know, a year, and still have that attitude and have that kind of commitment to me and the team, and getting work done, while still having a good time and enjoying it. That's all you can ask for an athlete right there. So, they both been putting in really good work, just like everybody has, but, they're crushing it. So, and obviously a testament to last Saturday, he, definitely had the best swims of the meet, this Saturday. And I think he's super excited to kind of get going next week at our midseason and see what he can really do. So,
So you beat a lot of Bulldogs.
A lot of road runners. Unfortunately, State only has the girls team, but we, Bakersfield was there. So we raced against, the road runners and, we got a couple wins in some events. So it was pretty nice.
That's great
to get that done against a D1 school. So
absolutely. Tony, I want to start with you, with your road to Fresno Pacific University. So you went to junior college for a couple years.
Yeah, for two years.
In SoCal. So talk about your progression then to Fresno Pacific. Talk about high school and then your decision to go to junior college and then your decision to go to Fresno Pacific. What did that look like
for you? Yeah, well, that's a great question. My family comes from swimmers. My grandfather was a swim coach, a swimmer. My dad was a swim coach. My mom, my brother, everyone. But I never took swimming seriously. You know, I kind of just blew it off when I was a kid because I didn't want to listen to my dad, you know, just being a little brat. But then I got to high school, I started playing water polo, and I was like, wait a minute, like, this is fun, you know, like, I can actually do something with this. And it wasn't until my junior year of high school I swam the 100 backstroke and qualified for CIF, and it all just went uphill from there. And my senior year of high school, I broke the high school record at my high school, and I just I thought maybe I can keep going. I was just going to quit my senior year because I knew I wasn't fast enough to go anywhere else with the times I had at the time. So JUCO was the best option, and I lived 5 minutes from LBCC, or Long Beach City College. And yeah, I went over on deck first day of practice, talked to the coach. He said, yeah, welcome in. And I signed up for classes, and that was it there. And I had two phenomenal years. I mean, I got so much faster just those 2 years alone. And when I got to my sophomore year, I thought, well, why stop here? You know, I can go somewhere else. It's kind of funny, the way I got to FPU, I was not going to come here at all. Like, that was not on my radar. And one of my buddies that swam with me at LBCC had talked to the coach at FPU and was like, dude, just shoot him an email, because I had no idea where I was going to go. And I was like, eh, whatever. I kind of blew him off. And then one of my other buddies that was also on my LBCC team decided to also email the coach. And they both got in, and they both were signing with the team. So I was like, okay, well, now I have to. You know, two of my closest friends are doing it, might as well. And so, yeah, that's how it kind of went down. I emailed the coach, and I got in, and we all moved in together. We all had a house together, and we ended up adding on a fourth guy from LBCC. So it was all four of us, all from Long Beach. And yeah, and, I mean, it was great. I mean, I think I had the most fun I've ever had in my life. I had the greatest memories, you know, living with three of my closest friends in a house away from our parents for the first time. It was great.
What did your, I'm curious about the parent thing. So you said you grew up in a swimming family. You didn't take it serious until high school, and then you started improving and putting up some pretty good times. Like, what was their take, you know, as like, hey, okay, so you finally, right, decided to take it serious. Now look where it landed you. Probably got a little bit of money and scholarship. Yeah. What did that look like?
I mean, definitely I can tell that my dad was happy because he knew that it's something that he wanted for me, but he never pushed me to do. You know, like, he never forced me to go to practice. He never said, hey, let's go. Like, he was my coach growing up, you know. So he kind of just let me make my own decisions. And I feel like once I did make my own decision, it wasn't for him in a sense, you know. It was like, hey, like, I'm going to do this.
It's your journey.
And he was like, go for it. Yeah. You know, like, I'm no longer your coach. I haven't swam for him for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. So, but yeah, I think my parents definitely are very supportive and are very grateful that they don't have to pay my full tuition.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Great answer there. Yeah. Santiago, what about for you? Your journey to Fresno Pacific. Again, you're a freshman, right? From Indiana. Yeah. So how'd you arrive at FPU?
I'm the oldest kid. So my parents honestly didn't know like what to do, like, at all. I knew I wanted to swim in college, from like the freshman year of high school. I knew I wanted to swim in college, but coming into junior year, we had no idea what to do. So we just got, recruiting app. It's the recruiting.
Yeah.
App. I don't know
what it's called either.
Swim Cloud maybe, or
it was like
an NC2A or NA
something.
Like, tennis has something like that as well.
It was a recruiting app. I honestly already forget, which is probably not that great, but, yeah, so
bigger and better things.
Yeah. It worked though.
Yeah. So we got the recruiting app, and you know, I filled it all out. I put all my information, and you know, I was getting emails and like notifications from all different schools. I specifically wanted to get away from Indiana, so I wanted to go to like maybe like Florida or like California, or I kind of wanted to go on the coast, maybe like Texas, somewhere in Texas. So I kind of just wanted to get away. So I was getting emails from like Florida and like California and Texas. And FPU was obviously one of them. But I didn't really think much of it until I was hosted by one of the swimmers last year, Sean Bailey. He was my host. And I came to visit last November to see the campus, see the teams, see like what's around, just see Fresno and get like familiar with it, see if I like it. And I came last year during the weekend of the FPU formal. So I got to go to that. So that was really fun.
That's awesome, actually.
That was actually really clutch. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Sean was really cool. I didn't get to talk to much of the team. I don't think I really, like, met any of them until this year, or at least whoever stayed, whoever's still here. But I got to watch their practice, and they all looked really good, you know, big college boys. And I was a little intimidated, but, you know, I was like, these guys are, like, really good. And so, yeah, I visited. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it here. And I went back, and I was still talking to Brian Sherrard, the old coach. And he was like, we were still talking after the visit and whatnot. He's like, hey, like, basically in summary, like, hey, I'm down to sign you if you're down to come here. And, I mean, as most recruits, like, do, they sign with the school that they like, and I signed here. And so, I obviously wasn't recruited by Coach Ray. I was recruited by Brian, but that's still a blessing to be, to say that I was a recruit. And I'm still very grateful and thankful that Coach Ray still took me under.
Even though he makes you do 200, right? You're still good with it.
Yeah. 200 fly. You make me question now. But yeah, so it was a learning process because we didn't really know what we were doing, like, at all.
Well, now you do. Good stuff. All right, we got a couple minutes with you guys. I told you time was going to fly. What are some quirky things? Because they swimmer, right? Ray, swimmers can do some quirky stuff before a race. Like, do you guys got any rituals, or you do load up with carbs or anything like that? You sneak a candy bar in when you're not supposed to? I don't know. Like, is there anything quirky that you guys do?
I mean, swimmers always have those superstitions before their races. Mine specifically is I got to eat a lot of carbs the night before, so pasta, whatever it is. But before my race, I think, to be honest, I have to take my shoes off last. So my shoes will be on up until the whistle blows, because I firmly believe that cold feet is a thing. And in swimming, if your feet are cold and you get in, you're not going to have a good of a kick. So I will have my shoes on until the last second because I don't want my feet to be cold.
That's a thing, right?
I like it. Yeah. Huh? I mean, I wasn't much of a sprinter. I was more of a distance person, so I settled in. But yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. I like it.
All right, Santiago, you got something quirky that you do or weird? Maybe weird is normal for swimmers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything we do, pretty much.
If you're not weird, you're not normal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really do a lot of crazy things. I do. So the tech suit, the good suit. It's very tight and it puts a lot of pressure on you. So what I like to do is I like to take a poop before I put on my tech suit.
Smart.
Nice.
Also, maybe, you know, it makes me swim faster because, you know, that weight's gone. but besides like that, I'd say when I get on the blocks, I do this thing where I punch 4 times and then I like push the goggles into my face. I saw someone do it at one meet back at home and it just stuck with me. He inspired me to start doing that. So I do it every time I get on the blocks. I punch 4 times, jam the goggles in my face, and then I'm ready to go.
All right. You're gonna mindset, have to look for that when he. When
I'm
he
gonna. Does yeah.
You got anything to add there to those, coach?
No, I mean, like I said, it is a lot of like trying to build good habits of like what we do. So part of that is the ritual before we get in, finding something that works for you, and if this works for them, it does, and they swim fast obviously already, so they're doing something right.
All right, last thing, we got about another 30 seconds, so we'll whip through this last question. Favorite swimmers of all time or favorite events that you'd love to watch? We've got
Michael
15
Phelps,
seconds.
Of course, duh. And then Alex Shackle. Shout out Alex Shackle.
I got to say Ryan Murphy, Michael Phelps. Mm. My favorite event to watch is the 100 back and the 50 free.
Do they have to say Michael Phelps, right? If you
you got to say Michael Phelps. Natalie Coughlin is one that I like to watch back in the day when she was racing. She was great. And then there was one meet that I swam in that she was also there. So that was kind of fun. Yeah. Got to do a flyover start. I was in the slowest seat. She was in the fastest seat. So I got to jump over her into her lane and everything. So it was kind of cool to be the next person to swim after an Olympian. So
that's awesome.
That's my claim to fame, I guess.
All right. Great. Good stuff. All right. We're going to take a break. Thank you guys for coming on. We're going to bring on members of the women's program. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
On 790 ESPN, I'm your host, Paul Metters. We had a great conversation with members of the men's swim and dive team, and now we got some members of the women's team. We have assistant coach Rebecca Bibiesca. How did I do?
That was really good.
Look at me. All right, I'm off to a good start. Mia Mano, freshman from Dusseldorf, Germany.
Yeah.
How'd I do for that?
Exactly.
Pretty good. All right. And Kara Mule from Großes Patsch, Germany. Not so good.
Groß Asbach.
There you go. All right. Thank you
but
for
you did
correcting
a good job.
Okay. I did okay. A for effort on that one. So first of all, thank you guys for coming. Really appreciate it. Did you guys have a workout today? Big workout? The men talked about kind of tapering off a little bit, so it wasn't that big of a workout.
It wasn't that bad today. I think they had an easy-ish day.
Do you guys agree with that?
Well,
easy day?
Morning practice in the afternoon is always a little tough, but it's fine.
Would you rather go in the morning?
We did go in the morning. We did both today.
Oh, you did both? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys double-dipped?
We double-dipped.
Okay. I got to hear both your stories. We're going to get into a few swimming things. We don't have actually a lot of time with this, but I want to hear your stories. So, yeah, let's start with Kara, with your journey from Germany to Fresno Pacific. What did that look like? How did you arrive here?
I think I just knew that after high school, when I graduated, I just wanted to go at least a year abroad to leave my little bubble, because my hometown, it's super small, and just like get to know a new culture, get to know like things outside of my little box that I had. So I just, and I knew like swimming would be a big part of it too. So I checked for countries, where can I study, where can I swim at the same time. And I think America is just the place to go for athletes, because you can study, swim at the same time, and it just goes together. And
well, how did you arrive here? Like, how did you even hear about Fresno Pacific? Because I know there's swimming websites with recruiting. So how did you first hear about the school and arrive here?
They reached out to me because I went into a portal with an agency, and then just different schools reached out to me. I could also look up schools that I wanted to reach out to. And yeah, it was the one Christian school that reached out to me. And I think that was kind of, for me, my sign, because my faith is pretty big, that this is my place to go, that this is my route to take. And obviously California sounds nice.
2.5 hours from the beach, right?
Yeah.
Hour and a half to some great national monuments and parks. All right, so did you come straight there 4 years ago, or when did you first arrive to Fresno Pacific?
It was August 2022.
Oh yeah, wow. So okay, and you feel you made a good choice, obviously.
I did. I feel
you
like
stayed there all those years.
I did stay all those years. I had my ups and downs.
But are you're ending on an up?
I'm ending on an up.
That's
I feel
awesome.
Like belonging, yeah.
That's sure. Awesome. Excellent. Mia, what about for you, your journey from Germany to the United States?
So my best friend, she's a year older than me, and she went to America to study and swim a year before I did. And I know she has a great time. And then I was like, all right, I want to do the same. And then I also applied to the agency, and I got into this portal, and I had calls with many different coaches. And yeah, I think the call with the coach from FPU was very, very nice. And then, of course, FPU is in California. It's sunny. We can practice outside. It's, yeah, very nice. And yeah, that's how I ended up being here.
So, Kara, how long did it take you to get to the beach when you first came to California? Did you go like within a month, or did you wait a year, or did you wait till the summer?
I think we did pretty early in the semester. We did a team bonding trip to the beach. So honestly, I think it was maybe 2 weeks.
And oh,
then
we
went. Yeah.
Was it everything you expected and more?
I didn't really know what to expect, because I feel like the beaches are very different to Europe. The waves are way bigger, and in Europe there's like all those shops and all of that, like literally on the sand, but here it's just like masses of sand and you can walk in the water forever and it doesn't really get deep. So yeah, I feel like it was a good experience.
How about the pools? The pools that you swam in back in Germany, you said your town is really small, right? Like where'd you have to travel to swim, or are there even pools there in your town?
Yeah, we would travel a little bit, and then the pools were bigger, and I think the pools are very different compared to here. Because usually it's not just a swimming pool. There's also stuff around, like slides and all of that. Like, it's basically an amusement park.
Like a theme park?
Literally. So that was very different coming here. Because here I feel like it's the pool, the school, and that's about it.
Pool and school.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. All right. Rebecca, I want to hear your story. So you're a, a graduate assistant? Is that a good way to say it, or just an assistant coach?
Just assistant. I'm doing the master's, like, apart.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So what year did you graduate with from FPU with your undergrad?
2022. Yeah, 2022.
Yeah.
Because that's when she...
When you arrived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. I started coaching when she came in.
So you are originally from Mexico City. Yeah. So talk about your arrival to Fresno Pacific and what did that look like for you?
Okay. Long story short, I've always wanted to come to the U.S. to swim. That was like my main goal forever and ever. So first I kind of like gave up on it a little bit. I was like, there's no way. It's expensive, blah, blah. And then one day I just sat down and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to look, see, maybe there's a way. First, I actually started in New York. So my freshman and sophomore year, I was in New York. And then I guess the weather wasn't really my thing. Like snow all the time. I was like, yeah, this is really not for me. And I'm used to outdoor pools. So indoor pool in New York, I was like...
That's all they have there?
Yeah. Because it's just so cold that it's like...
Makes sense.
You know, yeah. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to transfer. So I got into transfer portal. I honestly just reached out to like South States, just pools that I was like, it has to be an outdoor pool for sure. And then I was between Azusa Pacific and Fresno Pacific at the end. And I just really like the coach at Fresno Pacific at that point. And she was just so fast because it was kind of like late. It was like probably June or July. She's like, we have to do this super fast. I'm like, yeah, yeah, let's go, let's go. So yeah, I ended up coming here. That coach left, so I had like a whole new coach when I came in, but it was still good though.
And you're still here. And then you're still here. And you're giving back to the team as an assistant coach. That's yes. Awesome. All right, so let's go back to Mia and Kara. What are some culture shock things that maybe, right, maybe you missed something at home or something that's way different at Fresno Pacific or in California that you've experienced in Germany?
Yeah, I think for me it's in Germany, especially where we are from that state, people are super, like, short, they're straightforward, and, like, you kind of have to open them up first so they're nice to you, and I feel like here people are nice immediately, like, they're just like... how are you? And all smiley and all interested. And yeah, I feel like that was a cultural shock in a good way, you know?
In a good way? Yeah. So what you're saying is people in Germany are a little more grumpier? Is that what?
probably at first. I feel like they have a good heart in the inside, but
there you go.
Maybe it doesn't.
You got to get to know them.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's a great answer. Mia, what about for you? What's something, again, right? Came to California and Fresno. What's something that's been difficult to get used to, maybe?
I also totally agree with what Kara said. It's totally true. But when I first left the airport, the first thing I saw was the huge streets. Like, streets in Germany are not that big as they are here. And I was just, like, very surprised. And everything is huge. And it's just insane.
Well, answer this question for me. Who's driving on the wrong side of the street then? Are people in Germany driving or people in America?
It's the same side.
It's the same side. We're not from Great Britain.
I thought I was being very, very smart with that. I thought I was being clever. All right, you
we
guys
can
just
play
set
with
me
it
straight.
If you want to.
No, I'll go with that. So it's the same side.
Yeah.
That's just in England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. I stand corrected here on Live Radio. Jorge, who's producing the show, is laughing at me right now. All right. We can't erase the last 35 seconds of this episode. All right. So I'll just open it up to you guys. You guys haven't even told me what events you swim yet. So talk about what you're swimming this year and maybe some positives this year that you've experienced so far.
I'm going more into distance again. So that's positive and exciting because, yeah. I missed it. So I'm swimming the 500, I swam the 1,000, I already swam the mile. For mid-season, I'm going a little bit into fly, 200 fly, so that's exciting. Yeah, those
are my events. Well, tell me about the mile.
Oh.
Gosh, how rigorous is that? What's a normal time that you swim in a mile?
18, 19.
Like, under 20 minutes.
Under 20 minutes, that's usually the goal?
Yeah.
What is that like to be in the water for 20 minutes straight? And do that, the endurance part.
I think it's really, you have to keep up this positive self-talk, because if not, it's a long 20 minutes, obviously. And either you make it fun or you just lose it. So I think the challenge is really like making it fun for yourself and having a good time.
Do you let your mind, like, think about movies or music or something? Is that something that you do or not?
No.
For me, I was a distance swimmer. For me, it was honestly, like, don't die, like, you're almost there. Don't look at the counter, though, but, like, you're almost there, you can do it. But, yeah, that was my whole...
That's your mentality to get through it.
Sometimes if I could see the time, I'll be like, oh, I'm actually going good.
All right. More than halfway there. Yeah. Mia, what about for you? What are you swimming this year?
So I'm doing the fly strokes, especially the two fly, but also the one fly. And, yeah, I'm also doing some freestyle strokes at the moment. I'm trying to do some of the 500 free, which I have to figure out at the moment how to swim. Because
and you're looking to coach Germany, for that. She's
in Germany, we only have 400 free and not 500, so it's a totally new race strategy.
All right. So a couple things I learned: only in England do they drive on the other side of the street, right? I made a big mistake. I look like a fool. Did you want to teach me something in German? I got some phrase. German roots. I know a few words here and there, but
yeah.
You're going to teach me something.
His phrase, or for everyone today, the German phrase we're learning is. Heute ist ein guter Tag.
Slow down for me. Word by word.
Heute
ist
ein
guter
Tag.
Tag.
Yeah, there you go. And you translate for us.
I don't know. Drive on the right side of the street. What is it? No, have a good day.
Today is a good day.
Today is a good day. There you go. All right. What grade do you give me there?
A minus.
There we go. Okay. I'll take that. That was much better than my grades I had at Fresno Pacific. I'll take an A minus anytime. All right. So we got some questions for each of you from the student body at Fresno Pacific University. So we got one for Coach Spears. We asked coaches from both basketball programs. I want to hear your answer. Who runs practice harder, you or Ray? And he's standing right behind you.
Me, 100%.
100% you. 100%. Give me some examples why.
Damn. I think I don't know. I don't want to say I'm a perfectionist, but like I really like doing everything like
the right way.
Yeah. So you know, if I see them slacking or anything, I just get mad. Maybe I don't yell at them, but I'm like, guys, like we can do better than this. So I just get a little more like.
All right. I like it.
Stressed about it.
Yeah. Santiago, we asked Seth Brown from men's basketball last week. Yeah, Ray doesn't have a counter for that. He doesn't have a question here.
I'm a little more flexible, so that's okay. Probably. She's a little strict now.
We asked Seth this. So, Santiago, I got to hear from you. Who's the funniest teammate and the most serious that you have?
The funniest teammate I'd have to give to Oscar. He's our polo swimmer. He's obviously English isn't his first language. So he just like his vocabulary and his like the words that he say, they just like don't really line up all the time. And it's just like, Oscar, what did you say? Or like, what are you saying? And he's just a funny guy. He's very, when it comes to the English language, he's very naive. And that's really funny.
I get it.
In a good way.
I get it. I think you guys are all giggling because you've been there yourself. All right, Mia, did you play any sports in your youth? What sport would you do if you were not a swimmer at Fresno Pacific?
Oh, yeah. I started actually with doing triathlon. So I think if I would not be a swimmer, I would probably be a triathlete.
Really?
Yeah, my whole family does triathlon. So I think I would end up there as well.
All right.
It shows in the runs.
All right. That's crazy. So, all right.
Would you do an Ironman?
Yeah.
The Ironman.
Ironman is on the bucket list.
It's on the bucket list. All right, for me. Tony, you're from Long Beach.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Sublime? What are some of your favorite artists in the LBC?
It's kind of funny you say that. I'm an ocean lifeguard in Long Beach for the Long Beach Fire Department. And one of like our playlists for our beach has a whole lot of Sublime because for some reason it's just the vibe. I don't know. I listen to them over summer, but not on my own time because I listen to it every single day over summer. But my favorite artists, that's a tough one. I'd have to say either Kendrick Lamar or Eminem.
All right. Good answers. SoCal answers. All right. Kara, we asked previous seniors in previous weeks. We want to hear your answer. A four-year member of the swim team, your favorite memory of all time is what?
With the swim team?
Yes.
I think we went to the beach with the swim team last year for team bonding, and it was just really bonding.
That's a good memory. It's a memory you could take back. All right. Let's talk about what's next, and then we'll wrap up the show. Let's talk basketball. The regular season is here. The women are going to head to Merced to play host UC Merced on Friday and Chico State on Saturday in the CCAA PacWest Challenge. The men are going to head to Hayward to play against host Cal State East Bay on Friday and Stanislaus Day on Saturday in the Pioneer Challenge. Men's water polo are going to be in SoCal to face Biola, Concordia, UC, or University of Irvine, along with volleyball, who close out their regular season against Biola, and then number two, Point Loma. The match will be a top 10 winner-take-all clash from the PacWest regular season championship and D2 West region number one seed. Finally, tomorrow, men's soccer is in Santa Barbara for the first round of the PacWest tournament. They face a familiar foe in number 16 Point Loma, who they just faced last week, but upset in last year's PacWest tournament. A win Thursday would lead to a berth in the championship game on Saturday against Vanguard or Hawaii Hilo, with an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament on the line. Lots of exciting action. Make sure to keep up with the Birds. Thank you guys for coming on. Appreciate you all. Hey, I learned some things in German. I learned more things about the swim and dive team from Fresno Pacific. Thank you guys for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is a wrap for tonight. We'll talk to you guys next week.